The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Yatin Sukhtankar. Yatin, thank you so much for joining us. You're the Senior Product Manager for Air Handlers. And today, we're going to talk about all of these exciting changes that are happening in the industry. But before we go there, how in the world did you get into this industry?
Long story short, I did my master's in industrial engineering, and while I was doing my master's, I got the opportunity to work as an intern with Goodman, and here I am 13 and a half years later, still living the dream.
Well, that's great, and we're glad to have you here with us, but there are so many changes happening in the industry right now, and obviously the big thing on everybody's mind is this change to low GWP refrigerants that we're looking at, and we've got a coil right here in front of us. Can you tell me a little bit, what are the change points for both air handlers and coils? What are some of the major things that contractors should be looking for?
Of course. So first of all, as you know, and as a lot of the audience will also know, there is a big refrigerant change that's coming in starting January 1st, 2025. Daikin as an organization has decided to go with R32 as the refrigerant of choice, purely because of some of the reasons being Daikin helped develop this refrigerant way back in 2012. Although Daikin doesn't hold any patents over the refrigerant now, it's open for everyone and all the manufacturers to use. Daikin has a lot of experience with this refrigerant, right? And that's the main reason we feel comfortable going with R32. So R32 and all the other refrigerants that are going to come in the industry starting next year are classified as A2L, right? So it's a different category of refrigerant altogether. And in order to comply with all the regulatory changes that come in with the A2L equipment, we need to have what is called a refrigerant detection system.
Okay.
As you can see on this coil right here, the biggest and most obvious addition to the coil is the sensor, right? So you see the sensor, which right is here, mounted on the coil, and it connects to a circuit board. The circuit board, in case of the air handlers, is going to be integrated within the unit itself. And in case of a coil, which gets paired with a gas furnace, the circuit board is going to be integrated with the main board on the furnace. And the way that the leak detection system works, or the refrigerant detection system works, is that in case you have a leak within the system, the sensor is going to sense that leak, and it's going to send a signal to the mitigation control board, right? So two things are going to happen once a leak is detected. Number one, the sensor is going to send a signal to the outdoor unit, whether it be a heat pump or an AC. The signal is going to be sent out to the outdoor unit to shut the compressor off, right? So by shutting the compressor off, you're no longer having any refrigerant flowing through the system. And at the same time, on the indoor, you're going to have the blower fan run on a continuous on mode. And the reason or the rationale behind that is to keep the fan on is because you don't want any refrigerant pooling in a certain region within the ducting or within the system. So the fan will make sure that the refrigerant, wherever it is leaking, is dispersed, and you do not have any scenario where you put the system in a flammable condition.
So all of our coils going forward, as we roll out to the new coils and the new models that we have, are going to have this sensor integrated into them.
That is correct. So all coils, all multifamily air handlers, all single-piece air handlers are going to come with the factory-installed sensor, which will be mounted on the coil. And as mentioned, in case of the mitigation control board, on air handlers, it's going to be within the air handler itself. And for a coil furnace system, it's going to be on the furnace.
So I think the big question that starts to come out, contractors think about these things all the time. What about backwards and forwards compatibility? How is all of that going to work as we're making these changes?
Good question. So obviously, we don't want to keep our contractors worried about, oh, if I have X amount of inventory of non-A2L air handlers or furnaces, would they be compliant with the new refrigerant changes? So short answer is yes, there is going to be a field install kit that we are developing. And this can make non-A2L modular blowers and furnaces compatible with A2L outdoor units. We're still working and developing a separate kit that's going to work with air handlers. But yes, there is definitely going to be some forwards and backwards compatibility that will allow our dealers and contractors to utilize non-A2L products and still install them in A2L configurations.
One of the questions I get, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but I'm getting it from a lot of contractors and even some of our distribution partners out there. How does this impact all of the warranties of equipment out there?
So the warranty agreements still stay the same, mm-hmm. right? As long as you are installing AHRI certified matchup, the warranty agreements remain the same. Daikin boasts itself to have the best in class mm-hmm. warranties, and those still will continue with the A2L configurations with all the new units coming on. Again, the only caveat here is you need to install a system that is approved on AHRI. And as long as you meet those requirements, the warranty still is valid.
So we're looking right here. We've got a fully adjustable TXV valve that comes with this unit. Tell me about metering devices. A lot of people are asking, so are we finally done with any of the fixed orifices that may be out there in the old piston style? What does kind of the future of coils and metering devices look like as we move forward?
Yeah. So obviously, even with the launch of the new refrigerant, so we are still going to offer products in all three categories, meaning you are still going to have some coils that come with the piston offering, some with TXVs and some with factory installed EEVs. And again, the reasoning behind that is still in multifamily applications, mm-hmm. there is still a decent demand for piston or fixed discharge sort of metering devices. So yes, as the years go on, you will see less and less offerings being done with the piston. But at least for now, we are still going to offer all three metering devices with the new refrigerant.
That's great. I'm sure a lot of contractors will love to hear, you know, that they're going to have those options available to them. Has there been anything, I know a while ago, actually, Goodman, Amana, and Daikin all went to the Alumafin construction of their coils. Does any of this construction help maximize the benefits that we have with R32?
Yes. So with R32, as you might know, it does have some superior capacity and capabilities mm-hmm. compared to other refrigerants. So we were able to utilize those efficiencies to develop more 7mm design in our indoor coils. So again, it basically means that you're going to get more capacity compared to our current product offering. So the same tonnages when you compare R410A versus R32, now the same tonnages are going to have slightly, or depending on case-by-case basis, a better capacity or efficiency when it comes to matchups.
Big challenge contractors have fitting these coils into an attic or getting them into a basement and into different applications they're trying to get into. Are we going to realize any advantages or changes as we move to the new refrigerants?
That is an excellent question. So let me talk about air handlers first.
Sure.
Obviously, as you know, we have a lot of contractors who always want smaller and smaller units. And it's obvious when you're installing in tighter spaces, tighter attics, smaller basement, obviously the first choice is going to be, can the unit become smaller? So good news here is, utilizing the more efficient refrigerant, we were able to reduce size on the single piece air handlers. So a lot of our 4-ton products are now going to be offered in the C cabinet width, which previously we would only offer them in D cabinet width. So that is a massive change, and that's going to bring a lot of relief to some of our contractors. So yes, size reduction is something that we continuously look forward to and develop in the new products. And R32 is going to enable us to develop some of these chassis in a smaller width configuration.
Well, now that we're talking about air handlers, are there any exciting things you can share in terms of our air handlers other than R32 that we're doing to make things easier for contractors?
Yes. So as you know, industry-wide, there is a big push to inverterization and electrification, mm-hmm. right? So we, again, pride ourselves on being the number one when it comes to technology, new technologies, more efficient, lifelong lasting products. And obviously our side discharge products is something that we are really proud of. So with R32, you're going to have more offerings with the 115 volt air handlers.
Okay.
That was something new that we recently launched, and we got amazing responses from the field for that. So with R32, expect more 115 volt configurations, expect more matchups with horizontal coils, dual fuel coils, So yes, a lot of new products and a lot of more offerings for our customers coming through with R32.
Yatin, this has been a ton of great information here. Is there anything else that you want to share with our viewers here in terms of the coils or the air handlers that are coming out with our new product?
Yes. So, I mean, if I were to summarize all that we do here in Daikin is, again, I'm going to come back to the statement that I've said a couple of times so far. We pride ourselves on being the number one in HVAC. And that comes with all the technologies that we implement. That comes with a lot of the core values that Daikin has in implementing new technologies. So if you're here in DTTP, which is our mothership where we manufacture all our equipment, you will see what technologies we have to offer. And those lead to lifelong lasting products. So goes without saying, this is the best product in the market out there. And we are proud to stand behind it.
Yatin, thank you so much. And for all of our viewers out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. Also, make sure that you follow us so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Yatin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.